Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 49. And Yaakov called his sons and said,
"Gather together, so that I declare to you what is to befall you in the last days. Gather together and hear, you sons of Yaakov, and listen to Yisrael, your father. Reuven, you are my firstborn, my power, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of exaltation, and the excellency of power. Unstable as the waters, you do not excel because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. Shimon and Lewi are brothers. Their weapons are implements of violence. Let my being not enter their council. Let my esteem not be united to their assembly, because they slew a man in their displeasure, and they lamed an ox in pleasure. Cursed be their displeasure, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I divide them in Yaakov, and scatter them in Yisrael. You, Yehuda, your brothers praise you. Your hand is on the neck of your enemies. Your father's children bow down before you. Yehuda is a lion's cub. From the prey you have gone up, my son. He bowed down. He crouched like a lion, and like a lion, who rouses him? The scepter shall not turn aside from Yehuda, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him is the obedience of peoples. Binding his donkey to the vine, and his donkey's colt to the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine, and his robes in the blood of grapes. His eyes are darker than wine, and his teeth whiter than milk. Zevulun dwells at the seashore. He is a haven for ships, and his border is unto Sidon. Yisachar is a strong donkey lying down between two burdens, and he saw that a resting place was good, and that the land was pleasant, and he inclined his shoulder to bear a burden, and became a subject to slave labor. Dan rightly rules his people as one of the tribes of Yisrael. Dan is a serpent by the way, an adder by the path that bites the horse's heels so that its rider falls backward. I have waited for your deliverance, O Yahuwah! God, a raiding band raids him, but he raids its heel. Bread from Asher is rich, and he gives delicacies of a sovereign. Naphtali is a deer let loose. He gives words of elegance. Yosef is an offshoot of a fruit-bearing tree, an offshoot of a fruit-bearing tree by a fountain. His branches run over a wall, and the archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the Mighty One of Yaakov. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Yisrael. From the El of your father who helps you, and by El Shaddai who barach you with Birachoth of the Shamayim above, Birachoth of the deep that lies beneath, Birachoth of the breasts and of the womb. The Birachoth of your father have excelled the Birachoth of my ancestors up to the limit of the everlasting hills. They are on the head of Yosef and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. Binyamin is a wolf that tears. In the morning he eats prey, and at night he divides the spoil.
All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is what their father spoke to them. And he barakah them, he barakah each one according to his own barakah. And he commanded them, and said to them,
I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite, in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite as a possession for a burial site. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Yitzchak and Rivka his wife. And there I buried Leah. The field purchased and the cave which is in it from the sons of Heth.
And when Yaakov ended commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people.